Title: Subtle Pitch Bends on Risers Masterclass with Stock Devices Advanced. Alright, let's build a riser that feels expensive, modern, and drum and bass correct without falling into that cartoon siren vibe. The whole mission today is subtle pitch movement that creates tension and forward motion, but still protects what matters most in DNB. The sub stays clean, and the drop snare lands like a hammer. We're going to build a three-layer riser stack over 8 to 16 bars, using only stock Ableton devices. Then we'll glue it together, so you can drive most of the vibe from one or two macros in arrangement. Here's the mindset before we touch anything. Don't think one giant pitch ramp. Think pitch budget. Each layer gets a job. Air gets sense. Tone gets semitones. Texture gets character. If every layer climbs hard, the listener immediately identifies the trick. If each layer climbs just a bit in its own way, the listener just feels the room lifting. Step 1. Set up the routing clean. Create three tracks. First, a MIDI track called Riser AIR. Second, a MIDI track called Riser Tone. Third, an audio track called Riser Texture. Select all three and group them. Command or Control G and name the group Riser Bus. On the Riser Bus, add EQ8, then glue compressor, then utility. For EQ8, start with a high pass somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, fairly steep, like 24 dB per octave. That's not negotiable most of the time in DNB. Your riser is not allowed to do the sub's job unless you're deliberately designing a sublift. And that's a different lesson. On glue compressor, go gentle. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto. You're just shaving the peaks, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction tops. On utility, set width around 110 to 140% as a starting point. We'll automate width later, because width right before the downbeat can be amazing and also a great way to make your drop feel smaller if you don't control it. Cool. Now layer 1. The AIR riser. This is the pressure layer, and it's where micro pitch bends shine. On riser AIR load operator, we're going to use noise. In operator, set oscillator to white noise. Depending on your live version, you'll either choose noise as the waveform or use the noise options in operator's oscillator section. The point is, we want a clean noise source that we can shape. Turn the filter on. Low pass or band pass both work. Band pass can feel more focused. Low pass can feel smoother. Set an amp envelope with a small fade in. Attack somewhere like 50 to 200 milliseconds. Release around 150 to 400 milliseconds, so it doesn't click off. Now the micro pitch trick. Find operator's global pitch control. We're not going up an octave. We're not even going up a semitone. We're going up cents. Automate operator's global pitch from about minus 10 cents at the start to plus 10. Maybe plus 25 cents at the end. And if you're thinking, wake noise doesn't have pitch, here's the secret. Once noise is filtered and layered against tonal material, your brain hears the movement as lift. It's psychoacoustic. It reads like tension increasing. Not here comes a preset riser. Now add a second motion, because pitch alone isn't energy. Energy in DNB often comes more from brightness, density, and modulation speed. Automate the filter frequency on operator from roughly 2 kHz up to 12 or even 16 kHz across the riser. That's your air opening. Then drop autopan after operator, but we're not doing the obvious trance autopan thing. We want slow stereo drift. Set rate around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, amount about 15 to 30%, and set phase to 180 degrees for a wide, gentle movement. It makes the air feel like it's expanding in the room. That's layer 1. Layer 2. The tone riser. This is your musical cue. It tells the listener something is about to happen in a harmonic way, which is huge in rollers and jungle-influenced stuff, where the groove is steady and transitions have to do a lot of storytelling. On riser tone, load Waveatable. Analog also works, but Waveatable makes this clean. Pick a basic waveform or a simple Waveatable. Sine, triangle. Basic shapes. You don't want a super complex evolving Waveatable unless you're deliberately going for a big signature sound. Make a MIDI clip that's 8 or 16 bars long, and hold one note. Choose a note that makes sense in your track. If you're in a typical DNB key area, F sharp or G are common, but don't force it. Pick the root or something stable. Put it around G2 to G3-ish, mid-register, so it speaks without eating your bass space. Now, pitch bend control. Open the clip's envelopes and choose MIDI control, then pitch bend. Draw a gradual rise. But before you judge the result, you have to set the instrument's pitch bend range. In Waveatable, find pitch bend range and set it. Try plus 12 semitones for a full octave option, or plus 7 semitones if you want it restrained and darker. Now draw the bend shape like a pro. Avoid a straight line. A straight line is what makes it feel like a tutorial riser. Instead, use a curve that has phrasing. Think three stages. First stage, mostly stasis with tiny movement, like it's holding back. Second stage, clear lift. The listener now notices the intent. Third stage, last moment shove in the final 1 to 2 beats. That's the oh here we go moment. In arrangement, use curved automation by adjusting the curve handles so it accelerates near the end. DNB friendly targets. You could go from 0 to plus 5 semitones over 16 bars for something menacing and controlled. Or keep it almost flat, and only shoot up toward plus 12 in the final 2 to 4 bars, if you want a more dramatic end without ruining the whole build. Now add intensity without relying on more pitch. Put saturator after wavitable. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and automate the filter opening alongside the pitch. Pitch plus filter is classic for a reason. Even when the pitch change is modest, the brightness makes it feel like the energy is rising. And here's a premium trick. You can decouple pitch height from energy. Keep the pitch bend modest, but increase distortion a touch. Increase resonance slightly, or speed up a tremolo later. That way you get hype without sounding like a siren. Layer 3. Texture. This is where jungle character and grit lives. This can beat a crash wash, final noise, crowd, a reversed stab, an amen tail resample, a vocal breath, anything with personality. Drop an audio sample onto riser texture. Turn warp on. Now choose a warp mode intentionally. Complex Pro is smoother and good for more tonal or full mixes, but it can smear transients. Texture mode is grainy and aggressive, great for urgency. Repitch is the tape style one. Pitch changes also change speed. It's vibey and urgent. Now automate transpose in the clip. Start around 0 semitones and rise to plus 3 to plus 7. Plus 12 is an option, but in DNB it can get obvious fast, so use it like a spice. Here's a very DNB pro move. Use different warp modes at different moments. Duplicate the clip. For the first 7 bars, use Complex Pro and automate transpose from 0 to plus 3. For the last bar, use repitch and go from plus 3 up to plus 7 or even plus 12, depending on how aggressive you want it. That last bar will feel like the tape is being grabbed right before the drop. Instant urgency. Now, let's glue these layers together and make it fast to automate. Go to the riser bus and add an audio effect rack. This is where you set up your performance controls. We want a macro called lift that feels like overall rise. And advanced macro hygiene tip. Name macros by what you hear, not what they technically control. Lift, edge, narrow, spin, those names help you automate quickly and not break your own project later. Map what you can to lift. Map utility width, so it increases during the build, something like 110% to 160%. Map a reverb amount. You can do this with a reverb on a return and automate the send, or drop a reverb directly into the rack and map dry slash wet. In DNB, I usually like reverb rising into the transition, then dipping right before the downbeat so the drop hits clean. Map your AIR pitch, operator global pitch, that minus 10 cents to plus 15 or plus 25 cents range. For the tone pitch, if you're using clip pitch bend, that can't always be macro mapped directly in a convenient way, so you'll usually automate it in the clip or arrangement. That's fine, but if you want everything under one macro, another approach is mapping a device pitch parameter, depending on your synth setup, or using a rack-based pitch modulation workflow. For texture, clip transpose also can't be macro mapped directly. The best stock workaround is to put the texture into Simpler. So here's what I recommend. Take the texture sample, drag it into Simpler on a MIDI track. Set Simpler to one shot. Now you can automate Simpler's transpose or pitch parameter and map that to lift. That's the clean, repeatable version. Now you have a single macro that can push pitch-ish movement, width, and space together. And that's the whole philosophy. One gesture that feels like the room is lifting, instead of 5 automation lanes that you'll forget to tweak next time. Next, let's talk about automation shapes that actually work in DNB arrangements. Shape 1. The rolling build over 16 bars. Bars 1 to 12. Gentle slope, micro pitch, slight filter opening, don't give it away. Bars 13 to 16, steeper pitch, faster filter opening, maybe a touch more saturation. Last one beat, do a tiny dip down, like 10 to 30 cents, then snap back right before the downbeat. That micro dip makes the hit feel bigger because the ear feels the release. Shape 2, the fake out over 8 bars, rise normally up to bar 7. In bar 8, flatten the pitch or drop it slightly, and close the filter a touch. The listener's brain thinks the lift failed. Then the drop arrives and it feels heavier. This works insanely well in techie rollers. Shape 3. Jungle tension in the last 4 bars. Keep pitch movement subtle, like 0 to plus 3 semitones. Instead, focus on rhythmic gating. Use auto pan as tremolo by setting phase to 0 degrees, so it becomes volume modulation instead of stereo movement. Ramp the rate from 1/8 notes toward 1/16 notes as you approach the drop. That rising modulation speed reads as panic without relying on more pitch. Now, quick checklist of common mistakes, because these are the ones that will sabotage your drop. Mistake 1. Bending too much too early. If you hit plus 12 halfway through, you've got nowhere left to go. Mistake 2. Ignoring pitch bend range. Your automation can look perfect and still sound wrong if the instrument's bend range isn't set. Mistake 3. Letting risers fill the sub. High pass the bus. The sub is sacred. Mistake 4. Warp mode mismatch. Texture can get harsh fast. Complex Pro can smear. Choose artifacts on purpose. Mistake 5. Stereo too wide into the drop. Big width right before the downbeat can reduce punch. Automate width back slightly at the exact downbeat, or even in the last half beat. Now a few darker, heavier DNB Pro tips to level this up. 1. Downward micro bends inside an upward rise. This is the fear wobble. You're rising overall, but you insert tiny dips, minus 5 to minus 15 cents, then continue upward. It adds menace and keeps it from feeling linear. 2. Pitch plus distortion equals controlled violence. Automate saturator drive slightly upward with the rise. Subtle. We want pressure, not fizzy chaos. 3. Midside discipline on the riser bus. Put EQ8 in M/S mode. In the mid-channel, tame 2 to 5 kHC if it bites, because that's where your snare crack wants to live. In the side channel, you can gently lift 8 to 12 kHC so the riser blooms without clobbing the center. 4. The pre-drop vacuum trick. In the last quarter or half bar, automate utility gain down by 1 to 3 dB, or do a fast low pass move. This audio version is shortened for playback.